Maxi, it's been a season of highs and lows for Donegal Ladies, but going up short against Dublin here, a very talented Dublin side today in this All-Ireland quarter-final.
Yeah, look, we were, as you say, we just came up short. You know, we knew we were up against a very formidable opponent, and they definitely had brought their A-game today, and they put us to the sword. You know, they were very physical, and it was a very intense battle, and you know, definitely something our girls haven't come up against before. And you know, referee today is known for letting it go, and I think that kind of that definitely suited Dublin, because they really brought the fire, and we weren't able to match it, and I think that, you know, really blunted our forward line and our ability to get scores, and you know, they picked us off then on the counter. So listen, hats off, best team won today by a mile.
Max, yes, a Dublin side, of course, been in 8 of the last 9 All-Ireland finals, so they're thereabouts every time. We went through a wee bit of a rebuild this season. You got players back, you know, at half time, Katie and Karen, come on, we give it a bit of a go at the start of the second half. You know, there was fight there, but then the day, she said, that Dublin team very well drilled defensively. It was like a 2-on-1 every time we came inside, and then the pace that they broke with was phenomenal.
Yeah, look, you know, hugely athletic, and you know, they've kind of changed, I suppose, their way of playing this last couple of years. They've gone for these real athletes, and you know, they've they're, as you say, very well coached. You know, well able to defend, and which by whichever means, fair or foul, you know, and you know what I mean, that in the most respectful way. You know, they just don't let you in, and look, we all coach that in terms of trying to get our team to play like that, but you know, they definitely have achieved it, and look, hats off them, it's a full value for the victory.
Yeah, and Mike, I suppose a lot of things had to go right for us today. You came into the game, you know, Geraldine was back, she obviously couldn't you know, get into the team, Tanya Kennedy heading away, and those players, you know, if you had those couple of players involved, would it have meant any difference here today?
Look, I don't know, maybe disrespectful to Dublin, or they were just far superior today. You know, I don't think it's having them today would have been the big thing. It was maybe having them around for a while where you had time to train. Like, it just doesn't, the magic just doesn't happen on the day. You have to work hard and prepare for these things, and you know, we've been up and down all season in terms of who we had available, and you know, an injury is one thing another, and but look, as you said, look, it was an absolute it was a roller coaster. It was a huge privilege to be involved with that group. You know, we have some young girls came in there, and they were just absolutely amazing, and you know, and they can see the year out with their head held very high, and that's all you can ask of your players, is to give their level best and give everything, and our girls did that. So listen, that's you know, that's the greatest compliment I can pay them.
Yeah, and 5 years yourself, Maxie, at the helm, you've put in some time to Donegal football. Can you just kind of give us an overview of this season? Because, you know, you brought out a lot of youth in the league. It was a real tough league, the relegation. But then we come back, one All-Star, and make it the All-Ireland quarter-final. What's your overview of the season?
Look, you know, we've ended the year with a trophy, you know, which we didn't do last year. We got to a league final and a All-Ireland semi-final, and we had no silverware. So, look, the girls are able to finish up the year with a medal in their pocket, which is always lovely. But, you know, I think the other side of it is, I think we've left the team in a good place going forward. You know, there's 7 or 8 young girls there, you know, 21 and below, that will be the backbone of this team for years to come. Yeah, look, there are a couple of older, you know, estates ladies, we'll call them, you know, that their days are coming to an end, and you know, and that's always sad. But listen, that's what happens every team. You know, you go into a transition, and you know, in cycles, and there's a new one coming from Donegal with a minor team in an All-Ireland semi-final on Wednesday night, and you know, and that's the future now. And look, I think we have to really tip our hat and bow our heads down to the service that some of the older girls have given, and clap them on the back if they decide to ride off into the sunset, because they've, you know, they've earned that right to do so. And you know, we just get excited and get behind the younger group now and try and support them, and you know, get them to a level where they're able to get to quarterfinals and semi-finals in the years ahead. Because I say, this group of, I think that's our 5th All-Ireland quarterfinal in a row or something. You know, so it, look, they've done their bit, and you know, everybody, as I say, today, you can hold their heads up high in terms of their effort. We didn't get over the line, and look, you sometimes you just come up against a superior opponent on the day, and I think that's what happened.